Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here show after show sharing amazing women and just breaking those myths that, you know, mompreneurs and businesswomen are dabbling as we're, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart. We're savvy, and we're finding our why and how to make a difference in what we do. And today, I am sharing Jennifer Marcinelli, who is a former critical care nurse and certified gemstone and diamond therapist and a burnout expert. Jennifer has an MBA, a BSN, an RN, an HBC-HN, and is board-certified holistic nurse with over 30 years of experience in the medical industry. She's a certified gemstone and diamond therapy practitioner. At the age of 44, she had a health crisis and a near suicide from burnout. She's the founder and CEO of Burn Bright Today and has dedicated her career to helping people move from burnout to burn bright. So with all that, Jennifer, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Well, thank you, and hello from Houston. And don't let the credentials fool you. I'm just a gal pal out here trying to do my best just along with every one of us.
So I have to ask you, I mean, what a unique approach to combat burnout with gemstone therapy. I think that that is just so kind of remarkable. So, you know, tell us the journey. What led you to this?
Oh, yeah. So it is a fascinating journey. As you mentioned, I was classically trained as an ER critical care nurse for a number of years. I specialized in ER and cardiovascular intensive care. So I experienced right up front, firsthand, front and center, what the true burnout's going on in the healthcare industry today and what it's like, what's happening with our nurses and with our physicians. And moved on into the world of sales, corporate sales executive for about 2 decades, where I then had dedicated my career at that time to bringing cutting-edge technology into hospital laboratories to improve patient care. And loved what I did, but just rushing around, you know, day after day, year after year, trying to meet unrealistic quotas, unrealistic goals set on me by other people, in a really difficult situation where people wanted me to do everything they wanted me to do in the way that they wanted me to do it, and nothing was ever good enough, no matter how hard I tried. And despite all the massive successes I was having and the money that I was making, it was almost never really good enough for the folks at the top or those around me. And it led to, amongst other things, a very serious health crisis with burnout that was so severe in the end stages that I was actually suicidal, and I nearly took my life when I was at my worst. And I'm one of had amazing experience. I survived when I had a remarkable spiritual experience. So I'm one of those people that got a second lease on life, and I got that opportunity to say, oh, my goodness, I have got to get my head on straight. I have got to get my act together, figure out what's going on here, dramatically change my life, and turn things around. And from that, I realized and learned that I was my own problem, that my burnout was not something that I could take a pill for or I could go get counseling for and it was going to go away, that it was my energy. And it was my own negative energy that I was putting on myself and towards others, and that others were putting on me, that caused this incredible health crisis to the point where I nearly took my own life. So I had to get real responsible and learn that I had an energy problem and I needed an energy solution. So I eventually found gemstone and diamond therapy and found the solution and where I am today, which is why I now do what I do, teaching people and helping show people that we've got an energy problem and we need an energy solution.
Well, now, for most people, think this is something that is a very, very new concept of using gemstone therapy and to use crystals to help with burnout and finding those things. So share a little of how this works.
Yeah, sure. So if crystals and gemstone and diamond therapy may be new to some folks, it is, however, gemstone therapy has been around, crystal therapy has been around since the dawn of time, eons, even way back to ancient Egypt, used in many cultures for healing over thousands of years, actually. And if you think about it, it really is basic science. Everything vibrates. Everything has light and sound. And even our cells do. And when our cells and every part of us is vibrating in harmony, we have wellness. And when we are out of harmony, when our cells are vibrating off, we have disease or we have mental problems, we have stress, we have burnout, we have all of those things. And what crystals, gemstones, and diamonds have, they are from the mineral kingdom, so they have a matrix, a mineral matrix, so their vibratory rates don't change. So they give off healing frequencies, which can be used in the aura or worn as jewelry, as necklaces, or as bracelets. And they emit these nice healing energies that help the body restore its natural vibration to promote health and wellness. And interestingly enough, it's actually become mainstream now. If you go down, the New York Times did an entire expose last year, then 9 articles in a year. It was really fabulous. And the streets of New York, you can walk down New York and you'll just be bombarded by spas and upscale hotels that offer crystal therapy. So it's been around a long time. And now that, you know, such celebrities as Adele and Gwyneth Paltrow and Princess Kate have all come out, and now it's like mainstream because it's like totally cool now to go and do something that's, you know, this cutting edge technology that is beautiful and worn as jewelry. So this is how it's all coming about to be.
How do you find the gem for you? Can you just go pick up a gem, or, you know, how do you discern which one is going to give you what you need?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. So gems actually, I think, find us, and there's a point to where they actually choose us, and you'll actually know which one is right for you at what time. And as our needs change, the different gems will change of what we need to heal. So, and just to give my caveat or my little disclaimer, I'm not at all recommending that we go into our jewelry box and take out any of our gems or any of our diamonds and start putting them on your skin or touching it to your forehead. Let's don't do that. That would cause a lot of problems. They're not intended for healing. But there are very specific high vibration gemstones that are spherical or meaning rounded in shape that are really healthy to be worn on the body. So there are these are actually fairly easy to find. Once you go out and start doing your searches and get a feel for what it is that you're looking for, and, you know, you can certainly absolutely talk to a certified gemstone and diamond therapist to help guide you on what would help you when to get you started. And then from that point, when you really start beginning working with gems, you'll know, you'll feel a kinship and you'll get a feel for what's right for you at what time. And then you can learn to use them. You can actually learn to intently use them and then get even more benefit over time if that's something that you're interested in.
I find it so fascinating. We talked about this, you know, I love crystals, and mm-hmm. I was in a store and literally just holding crystal after crystal mm-hmm. until the one found me.
Yeah.
And I knew it found me when I was holding it and it started to warm in my hand. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, here's the one. You know, it's little things like that. And I know the people that were with me just kind of looked at me like, what? And I was like, yeah. I was like, they choose you. I said, if you're just picking it up and it's not warming in your hand, it's not changing, then it's just a stone. You know, give
right.
it to somebody else. Maybe it'll warm for them. But, you know, I while this has been around for a long time, I think here in the United States, everybody's so skeptical with so many things, and they just don't realize that, you know, it's been around for a really long time because it actually works, you know, and it
exactly.
means something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to back you up on what you said, that first of all, you know, a crystal does choose you, and there are a couple things to consider that when you're in, if you're in a stone shop, also be cognizant to make sure that they're clean and clear, because we wouldn't want to pick up anything that, these things just need to be cleaned and placed out in the sun and things like that as well. But you're right, they do choose you. And there is a science, there's a lot of science behind crystal work as well, so it's actually quite legitimate. Crystals have been studied by very prestigious organizations, such as UCLA, NASA, the Center for Astronomy. These have been studied plenty of times. And if you think about it, again, going back to the basic science, it all makes sense. But to circle back on a point that you made that I think is really important, that healthy skepticism is a very good thing. We should have a proactive, healthy skepticism for anything that works with us for our health and healing. And to draw a parallel, the gems and the diamonds come from the mineral kingdom, and they're worn on the body, and they're non-invasive, meaning it doesn't pierce the skin or we don't consume it, we don't eat it or drink it. But on the other hand, we can be quite comfortable taking an herb, which is from the plant kingdom, which is actually consumed, which does have light and sound, vibratory rate, and a lower level of healing for a shorter period of time. So I think your point is so valid that we should always be exercising a healthy skepticism. Get a feel for what's right for you. And when you're working with gemstone therapy, make sure that it's the right gem for you. To your point, you're going to know it'll warm in your hand and it'll align with you, and you should feel uplifted. That's one of the ways you'll know that it's right for you at this time. And then pay attention, because your needs change over time a little bit too.
I love that you said it you should feel uplifted, because mm-hmm. there really is something very, it is uplifting. It's exciting. It's an amazing feeling when you feel a stone warm in your hand, when you feel its properties, you know, connect with you and have that share of energy, because we think of mm-hmm. stone as just, you know, stone. It's stone, it's hard, it's inanimate, it's not, it's a living thing, even though it's a stone, you know, everything has its own energies. So I really find what you're doing fascinating, and we're going to have to take a quick break and thank our sponsors. But, you know, I want to talk about burnout when we get back. I want it, because so many people are experiencing it. I really want to go into what we can look at and how we can do this. So hold on, everybody. We will be back in a little bit here on Word of Mom Radio. As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from StadiumBags.com, our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at StadiumBags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season because safety, it's in the bag.
And we are back here on Word of Mom Radio with Jennifer Marcinelli, who is a certified gemstone and diamond therapist and a burnout expert. And we've been talking about gemstone therapy and everything, but I want to talk. So many people are experiencing burnout today. What are the signs? What can we look for in ourselves before we get to, you know, ground zero in that burnout phase?
Oh, yeah. Well, your point is so valid because burnout is a continuum. This happens over time, and it's insidious. It kind of sneaks up on us until hopefully we don't ever get to the point that you just described, the ground zero, which is where I've been. I went down to zero and maybe even a little below. And, you know, it's interesting because signs to look for may not be what you think it is, or the causes may not be what you think it is. You know, other people think that burnout is caused, you know, that we're more and more stressed. We're living paycheck to paycheck. We've got these debts. We've got financial worries. We're getting bombarded by negativity in the internet. You know, people telling us they don't like our hair, for example, weighing in on opinions that are none of their business, right? So, and not to diminish any of those things. And, you know, dealing with a divorce is incredibly stressful and draining. I ought to know. I've been there as well. But what I've experienced personally and across the board in my professional practice as a board-certified holistic nurse and gemstone and diamond therapy practitioner is that burnout is far more than long hours, back-breaking work, and financial concerns, even financial worries and debts. It is actually it has a much more insidious cause. The real cause of burnout is actually our relationships. It's a much more insidious foe. Our relationships are off. Our desire to please others, we're rushing around trying to be all things to all people, trying to harmonize to keep the peace, trying to just get along with everybody, trying to connect, trying to meet these unrealistic expectations that we put on ourselves and that we allow others to put on us. But it's really, really about how codependent and unbalanced our relationships have come. They are draining our energy around us. So if you are experiencing a situation where you're making decisions hastily or you're rushing into things, even though it doesn't feel right to you, and maybe signing up for things you actually don't want to do, or if you feel like you've accepted an assignment or an agreement of some sort that is completely unrealistic, but you didn't feel like you had the bandwidth to push back and say no, these are real symptoms of burnout. And if we take a look at our relationships and we start taking a look at what symptoms we have in those individual relationships and we say, okay, is this relationship with this person? And it could be, bear in mind, not just your intimate partnership or your spouse, your significant other. It could be your relationship with your family, relationship with your children, coworkers, colleagues, bosses, even members in your own church. And the most important relationship of all is that relationship with yourself. And if you're in a relationship that is not uplifting you and you feel joyful and you feel uplifted by that situation or that relationship, your energy is being drained. If you feel exhausted or tired or feel like you've just wasted your time, that's burnout. Your energy is being drained in those transactions, and it's burning you out.
You know, it's funny. I talk about energy sucks all the time, and I think that one of the biggest energy sucks is all the negativity. That we, you know, social media, it's so hard because we're a radio show. We're online all the time, and I choose joy. It's just my choice in life, how I'm going to face things, how I deal with things. But
boy, is it exhausting because of just everywhere you turn. How do you find the negativity online? Do you feel like it's really magnifying people's burnout, or is it giving them fuel?
Well, let's look at it from, there's two sides to that coin, because first of all, let's go back that we're more than our physical bodies. Okay. We have energetic anatomy. Anyone who's ever done yoga is familiar with the chakras, right? Maybe you've heard of the aura. Okay. That we have an aura there. We're complex beings, right? We're more than this physical body. So any energy, we are constantly interacting with all of the energy around us at all the time, whether it's positive, negative, or neutral. And it actually can get trapped in or damaged our energetic anatomy. So to your point, if you are out and about and you're checking social media and somebody sends something really negative and you experience an emotional response, or the hair on the back of your neck stands up, or your stomach flips over, that negative energy has impacted you. And if it's strong enough, or if there's enough emotion based on it, for example, a national tragedy, or when somebody, you've been really taken aback. Let's say that, you know, you're a mom and you're a professional and you're in the boardroom, and let's say that you are giving your case to the board or to a group of managers, and somebody publicly humiliates you. Things like that, the negative energy that's being projected on us by others, by people, and through social media, can actually get trapped in and damage our energetic anatomy. This is why, to your point, the first thing of choosing joy is the first step, but then underneath that, we still have an energetic problem that needs an energetic solution. If that negativity has gotten trapped in our energetic anatomy, we've got to have a better way to take it out and lift it up. And then over time, becomes so filled with positive energy, the negative energy can't even get in. But you're right. Depending on where we are in our life, we're either being completely drained and depleted by negative energy, or there's a part of us that's actually feeding off of it. And it can be, just for example, electromagnetic radiation is one of them, that it's become so trapped in our anatomy that we're actually living off of it. And all of this negativity is draining us and burning us out. You're exactly right.
Wow. So what advice do you have for somebody who is really experiencing this burnout?
Mm-hmm.
What can you share with them?
Yeah, well, the first thing I would say, I'll give you a little something that you might want to try at home, okay? This is a little energy experiment that I call radical self-honesty. So if you can just find a few minutes by yourself where you will not be disturbed and give yourself 15 to 20 minutes to be alone, quiet, and radically honest with yourself. Nobody's going to see this. Nobody's going to know. It's just for you. But take a few minutes, get centered. And take a look at your top three relationships or situations. Maybe it's with your child, maybe it's with your spouse, maybe it's with a manager or a boss. And be very, very honest with yourself. Look at each situation. How does it make you feel? Does it bring you joy? Is it uplifting? Or do you feel drained? Do you feel like you've been in the presence of a vampire? Or are you exhausted? And if you're experiencing anything other than upliftment and joy, I think you've got an energy problem. You've got an energy problem that needs an energy solution. You're being drained, and gemstone and diamond therapy could very potentially help you with some of this.
Interesting. And share with somebody what they can do to alleviate this, you know, you know, that little bit of a help that they can get to get this started.
Mm-hmm. One little thing that you can do quietly anywhere you are. Let's say you're at work and nobody needs to know that you're doing this. But just take some time and take 10 very slow, deep breaths. And on the inhale, say the word relax. And on the exhale, say your former name. So it would be relax, Jennifer, inhale and exhale. Relax, Jennifer, and just take your time, breathe in the relax, breathe out your formal name. This will help you center yourself and connect with that highest part of you that knows what to do, and it will help alleviate that stress on the spot, and nobody needs to know what you're doing. It's kind of liberating, actually. It's a nice little exercise you can try anywhere, anytime you ever need it.
I love that. So as we wrap this up, what would you like to share with our listeners before you let them know where to find you?
I would say that if you found yourself in a situation where you're feeling like your energy is drained and your relationships aren't where you would like them to be, if you feel like you're disconnected from your spouse or from your child, or you're feeling drained or your relationship with yourself is off, I would just say, press pause for a moment and give yourself a break. And just maybe release yourself of the judgment that you're doing something wrong, because, you know, you might be blaming yourself that you feel like you can't handle it, that, you know, you feel like you can't take your career and your kids and your education. And you might feel like, you know, well, so-and-so is doing it, why can't I? Just take a moment to yourself, give yourself a break, and realize this is not your fault. There are changes you can make. But relieve yourself of any blame, relieve yourself of any justice, and just practice some radical self-compassion. Give yourself a break and start looking for options to help you come up to another place. Look for some solutions to help you with these energy problems that you didn't even know before this podcast. You might not have even known this. But now that you know it, there's a better way. So give yourself a break, radical compassion, and take steps to move forward.
Jennifer, let everybody know how they can find you on social media, please.
Oh, thank you. I warmly invite you to head over to my website, burnbrighttoday.com, and come on over, check it out. There's a blog. There's a lot of free information. There's even an assessment where you can kind of see where you are. So I'd love to have you come on over to burnbrighttoday.com.
Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing today on Word of Mom Radio. And for all of you tuning in, Jennifer's links will be up on our show page and on wordofmomradio.com. I really suggest that you reach out to her, because burnout is everywhere and there are things that we can do. And you've given us such great, practical, very simple solutions to help cope with things that are going on. So I thank you so much for being here. And for all of you listening, thanks so much for tuning in. On behalf of everybody from here on Word of Mom Radio and the Word of Mom Media Network, this is Dori DiCarlo saying bye for now. Go out and create a marvelous you.
She is sure. She is strong.
She is strong.